Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Hi, and welcome back. We're going to talk about falling today. No, not love. That's another holiday. We're talking about proprioception and balance, and we have an expert. David Lightcap is a well-trained fitness expert with his own organization, and he has studied this quite intensively with his candidates and with his own personal studies. So I'm delighted to have you back, Dave, and want to ask you a few questions, okay?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me back.
Is it true that most people usually use their eyes for balance? And when they close them, like being in the dark, they're more likely to fall.
Absolutely. When you use that term proprioception, essentially it's our body's awareness in space. The main issue with that is that a lot of times we use our eyes to really focus on everything and to keep that proprioception. We believe what we see. And sometimes that can be a good thing, but it also can be a bad thing because we should be able to feel what we're doing. One of the most impressive things is a Tiger Woods. He could literally close his eyes and hit a golf ball, no problem. And essentially what that means is his body is so coordinated and he feels every single thing because he's done the movement repetitively over and over again that he can do it well with his eyes closed, which is absolutely amazing. In our functional life, when we close our eyes doing things, maybe like standing on one leg or something like that, we really have to have coordination with the upper and lower body, and we've got to have that neuromuscular coordination. We've got to feel what's going on, and that can be really, really hard. So you can always regain it, but it's very easily lost, and especially lost after injuries and things like that.
You know, it's kind of like postural competence in a sense that do people really feel their body, know where they are? Can they feel both feet at the same time, et cetera? But how can people use their feet for balance? How do you train people to feel their balance in a sense?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is a lot of things always work with the core, and postural competency. You know, but the interesting thing is that a lot of times ankles, one of the big things that I see are ankle injuries and, you know, sprained ankles. And how many times people have had a sprained ankle and just say, oh, well, we're going to walk it off. It's not that big of a deal. But what essentially ends up happening with a sprained ankle is that you may turn that ankle or shift it a different way just so you stop the pain. And in doing that, you're changing your movement patterns. And the first thing that happens after an injury is a little bit of stiffness and tightness. So if you don't actually get that back, your body is a use or lose. And so it starts to just use it or lose it rather than use it. So your body just becomes that, what is that injury. So what we want to do is do more like ankle strengthening exercises, little things, like windshield wipers, small little things. I remember when I'm a Phillies fan and the Phillies were good, I would watch the Phillies game and do these little ankle exercises to strengthen my ankle. And then once you have the ankle nice and strong, then you can do the proprioceptive exercises, which are like balancing on one leg, eyes closed, you know, things like that, using the wobble board. A lot of PT people understand and know what that is, you know. So once you kind of close those eyes and you start to feel your body, you really start to see a great improvement in all parts of fitness.
You know, you mentioned about the ankle, and it makes me think that if someone does have an ankle injury, or worse yet, knee or hip, they're going to then become unbalanced, putting the undue amount of weight on the opposite side. That obviously is going to take away from feeling that postural competency. So I guess the key is to build up the injured joint as soon as possible and be aware of that disbalancing.
You know, that's exactly right. And I think one of the most important things is, you know, we use the term injury right now, which, you know, is great. But, you know, we also have to look at your history. And the thing is, a lot of people think, well, I'm not injured right now, so that doesn't apply to me. And the reality is, it could have been when you were a kid. I mean, your body has an amazing amount of history. So when, you know, we ask you, what are your injuries? What is your past? People just blow by that, not realizing that their body has, you know, lost a lot of movement because they've never kind of done this rehab or done anything like what we're talking about. And that is the biggest and the scariest thing, is that a lot of people don't even know they have it. So when we do that, you know, work with their postural competency, and in things like the FMS, the functional movement screen, we can identify these, what we call asymmetries or right to left imbalances in the human body. And that's what we want to correct right off the bat, because if we can correct that, that imbalance means you either have or will be, most likely, injured in that area. So a lot of times this is for everybody, and some people don't even remember when they've been injured in that area, but we can spot it really quick and you know, then do the corrective exercises and get them back to hopefully feeling 100% and really being able to do yoga, doing all those things that really work with proprioception and postural competency.
You know, that's, as children, we hear that the hip bone's connected to the ankle bone and all that stuff is up. I'll give you a scary scenario. I meet people who have a headache on one side referred into the orbit, and they have knots in the back of the neck. Well, that knot comes from an imbalance in their legs. Not always, but sometimes. And that one leg may be longer, one leg may be weaker. They lean on one hip because the other hip has had a minor injury that's never been attended. And the people just don't pay attention to it. So down the train, they bump into me, and I sort of go back down the train and say, this is what you should be doing. And many people just say, just resolve the headache and the pain that shoots into the eye. But what you're saying is identify this structural issue when you have it, get appropriate care, and then get a trainer or get a program where you can sort of rehabilitate and get back to normal.
I mean, you nailed it, and absolutely, and you know, you're always fantastic with identifying things like that. I mean, you and I have known each other for a very long time, and I always kind of use the term hardware, software. So, for instance, a lot of times, you know, somebody can have an injury, and, you know, if it's a hardware issue, like broken bones, like, you know, something that's catastrophic that has happened, well, then sometimes we need to work around it. But if it's a software issue, like proprioception, like movement patterns, well, then we can reprogram. So a lot of times people think that you know, they just are born with what they have, or they now have adapted to kind of slowing down, not having that proprioception, and that's just life. And the reality is it's not. So we need to continue to really make sure that they're you know, they're getting stronger and really regain and show them that we can actually get these things back, which is really exciting. And I love doing it. And, you know, a lot of things can stem from other stuff. So we always kind of don't look at the joint itself. We look at what's above and what's below. And sometimes that takes us to the issue of the injury.
And I guess the younger you are, the less the slippery slope. You observe people, and older people have this gait where their feet are very close together because they're not balanced. And the first thing we tell them is do sublingual B12, because if there's anything that'll help you, that's it. And eliminate all artificial sweeteners, because that eliminates your B12, your proprioception. You get anemia, cognitive dysfunction, etc. But we need people like you, Dave, right?
Well, I thank you, and you're dead on.
Well, hopefully I'm alive on. And I'm alive balanced, and that you are as well, and that we all learn from each other. And it's rather important that if you have an opportunity to have a trainer, a certified fitness trainer with a good organization, you start realizing you feel your body and you can feel your balance. It's very important to have that balance, because with that balance comes structural health and the path to wellness. So the moral of the story is this is Rob Abel, the Wizard of Oz, on RadioMD.com. Glad to be with you, and please feel free to download this podcast or anyone else by going to our show page